Everyone has the answer for me, but none seem to work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Everyone has the answer for me, but none seem to work. I look around me, and as I look around, I see all sorts of possibilities. I see people who are doing interesting things and not interesting things. I see people who are excited about life and people who are not excited about life. And you know, each time I see someone who's excited about life, I'm excited about something. I'm happy about something. And every time I see someone who's not excited about life, I'm kind of in the dumps and I'm not too happy about things in my life, my world. And come to think about it, everyone has the answer for me, but none seem to work. And I apparently am running around with a crowd of people who are not harmonious, a crowd of people who look at me and see me not very successful, not very happy. Now, if that's what I see, and if that's what happens, I better change my attitude. Now, sure, changing an attitude is an easy thing. Anybody can change their attitude. Yeah. And it's just that snappy. Well, it is that snappy. And it's just that way. Now, how do I change my attitude? How do I realize that everyone has the answer for me and every answer works beautifully? Well, I guess my first aspect would be humility. Because right now I look at everyone and they have an answer that doesn't work. So now I'll look at everyone and see them as lovely, beautiful, supportive, having all of the wise things for me. Everyone, hey, if I look at myself as a genius, then I'll look at everyone else as a genius. And if I look at myself as a genius, then I'm going to be thinking like a genius. I'm going to be acting like a genius. I'm going to be living like a genius. I'm going to be doing like a genius. What does a genius do? What does a genius do? A genius knows that they know everything. A genius knows that in them is all knowledge, all wisdom, all anything that they want to be, do, know, or anything. Oh? Is that what a genius is? Sure. When a genius wants to do something, he listens within and goes and does it. He doesn't run out and grab all the books he can on the subject that he's thinking about. He doesn't go to the internet and look up all the possibilities on the internet for what he wants. He doesn't go around asking other people who are in the field about what he's interested in. He goes in himself. Now, Einstein didn't have an opportunity to go around and ask everybody else about what he was going to do. He just went in himself, and many times his answers came after a good night's sleep or after a good meditation. And he didn't call it that, but he that's how it happened. And then he acted upon it. Now, all of the wisdom of all the other scientists in his world were of no importance to him. It wasn't that they were invalid or not nice, but they were of no importance. He depended upon the genius within him. And because he depended upon the genius that was within him, he was a genius in another way, too. He believed in himself, and he says, now, these are my theories, and this is what I believe, and this is really quite true, and here are all of my figures that brought me to this conclusion, or at least I revealed after the conclusion came to me, and then I saw how it functioned so beautifully, and I allow every scientist in the world to look at what I say, my conclusions, my theories, and prove them whatever they will. I don't say prove them wrong, I could say that, but I say prove them. Now, I have proven to myself that they are functional, valid, perfect, good, and if anyone wants to prove them anything else, or if they want to prove them functional, valid, good, And throughout the time now, the theory of relativity that Einstein gave us, people, scientists, have been attempting to disprove it, have been attempting to find fault with it, have been attempting to find errors in it, and they can't do it. They cannot. If they do it, one time they came up to Einstein and they said, "We found an error in what you've done." He says, "Oh, good, then I'll change my attitude." So he changed his attitude, only to find out that the error that they found was incorrect, that Einstein indeed was correct. And this happens many times in scientific circles, because when you are looking for reasons to disprove something, you may find some possibilities, but very seldom are they valid. When you look for reasons to prove it, to support the issue, then you find the issue become more and more usable, more and more valid. It can't become more valid than valid, but it becomes more and more the accepted principle. You and I set our world on its ear by who we are. And if we are a naughty person, our world will be a naughty world. Everyone will look at us and will find fault with us. And everyone will give us answers that will get us into more trouble. But if we look at ourselves as a genius, we don't have to tell anybody this, but we just look at ourselves as a genius, and we act as a genius, we act from that indwelling presence, from that indwelling awareness, and as we do that, then what happens to us? What happens to us is miracles begin to take place in our life. But the miracles are kind of strange. The miracles are that we no longer need to prove ourselves. We no longer need anybody in the world wonder who and what we are. We no longer need to have anyone think that we are magical or not. Everyone looks at us and expects that we are magical. Everyone looks at us and expects that we are a genius. Everyone looks at us and expects that we are lovely people. Everyone looks at us and expects that we are unconditionally loving. Everyone looks at us and expects that all is in divine order. All is magic and wonderful. Everyone looks at us and expects just who we know we are. So when I am unconditionally loving, the world is unconditionally loving. When I am joyful, the world is joyful. When I am filled with peace, the world is filled with peace. When I do everything, when I release any negative thoughts and encompass only the positive thoughts, the world is filled with positive, loving thoughts. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. You are the same master that I am. You are the same genius that I am. You are the same God that I am. You are the same allness that I am. You are the same peace that I am. You are the same goodness that I am. My goodness sakes. Sounds like a lot of repetition there, but it's not. Everyone has the answer for me, but none seem to work. That's yesterday. Today, everyone has the answer for me, and they all work beautifully. But really, I stop looking outwardly for the answer. And when I stop looking outwardly for the answer, I find it in my very heart. And as I find the answer in my very heart, it always works for me. It always functions for me. And everyone comes to me and says, "Say, Herb, you seem to come up with some pretty good ideas. Have you got an idea for this? Have you got an idea? How can I do this project here? How can I put on this play at school? I want to do a good job. How can I get along with the guys at the office? They're doing some pretty nasty things there. They're arguing. They're wanting to have all sorts of strikes and things like that. What can I do?" And I just say to them, "What do you think you can do?" "Well, I can be positive." "Well, do you think you can be positive when they're negative?" "Well, yes." "Well, what do you think you can see them doing?" I can see them in harmony with business, with the employees and the employers. I can see them harmonious together, working wonderfully together, beneficially together, recognizing each other's needs. I can see them handling everything in divine order. Well, that sounds pretty good. So what's going to happen at work then? Well, when I start seeing them like that, that's the way they're going to be. Well, why do you say that? Because whatever I see, I am. Whatever I see is. I went into the grocery store the other day, and I walked down the aisle, and a man came along, and he bumped against the towering canned goods, and they fell down. And the man says, "Oh my, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do?" And I said to the man, "You certainly can do a great job, can't you?" "Well, what do you mean?" "Well, it took them hours to put that up. It just took you a second to knock it down. You're a genius." "Oh, come on, you're sarcastic." "No, I'm not. I'm not." Now, the nice thing for you to do would be to say, "Hey, you guys, I knocked these cans down because of my carelessness. May I help you put them up?" And the guys would say, "Well, thanks a lot. It could happen to anybody. No, we know how to put it up, so we'll put it up. And our box boys will take care of them." And you say, "Well, gee, can I pay you something for having such carelessness?" "Oh, no, no, no. You're wonderful. Thank you very much, but we'll take care of it. That could happen to anybody, and it has happened before. But, hey, you're the first person who wanted to do something nice about it. You know, you must be an awfully nice guy." And they don't say that, but they think in their heart, "You must be an awfully nice guy. You must be a super guy." And you know, that's just the way it is. Everyone has the answer for me, and they all work beautifully, because I am the answer before it is given. You're the answer before it's given. We all are the answer before it's given. It's kind of nice to be ahead of the game, isn't it? And I guess that's what it means to be ahead of the game. Before our time. But now is the only time there is, and that's the time that we're living in. Have a lovely day, and be your own master. Be your own creator. Be your own genius. And watch how much fun it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.